Patient's first name is T-R-I-S-H-A, last name is W-A-L-L-I-N-G. Date of birth 071184. Date of encounter 091424. History of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic today for evaluation of musculoskeletal injuries after a car accident on 9/14/24. States her leg was on the brake and she was hit very forcefully behind, and since that pain that she was evaluated in the ER, that it has gotten worse. The ER did give her muscle relaxers as well as a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory that she states helps with the pain, but that the pain goes all the way down her right leg and very discomforting into a manner that interferes with her sleep. Next paragraph, medical histories, non-contributory, next paragraph, surgical history, hysterectomy, partial, next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies, next paragraph, social history, desert report, vaping, next paragraph, physical exam, patients in mild distress, acute pain, she is awake, alert, and oriented, EENT exam is within normal limits, neck is supple with no thyroid enlargement, minimal range of motion due to pain with flexion and extension. Respiratory system and breath sounds are clear. Cardiovascular system is regular rate and rhythm. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Skin is without rash or lesions. Focus back exam on the lumbar paraspinal muscles on the left and right side. Multiple trigger points. Spasms noted. Deep tendon reflexes bilaterally are +2. She has a positive crossover on the right as well as a positive straight leg on the right. Normal pedal pulses. Bilaterally equal in the lower extremities. And neurological function, bilateral legs are within normal limits. Increased pain with flexion and extension as well as right lateral rotation and right flexion. Next paragraph, assessment plan, diagnosis, low back pain, cervicalgia, with sciatica. On the right side, a plan. She is on muscle relaxers and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. She will stay on those for comfort. We'll give her a Toradol shot in clinic. I advised her that we will get an MRI of her spine. Depending on the amount of damage, she will go to physical therapy for rehab. And we'll call to set all that up. Some patient advised to rest at home for the next couple of days until we get her into physical therapy evaluation. Patient is discharged in stable condition.